Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it.
Hey, welcome back to the Salty Seekers. Hope you're having a great day and thanks for coming to join us. Veronica, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm making it. Another day of work, another day of filming. It's wonderful.
I know. And in between this, I've filmed a live Meditate With Me and I've edited a whole video. So
busy bee.
I have been a busy bee.
Today we're going to be talking about spiritual hygiene. Do you find it important? How do you do it? What can we all do to achieve such things?
Yeah, it's so important. When you hear spiritual hygiene, what do you think?
Wash yourself. First thing that comes to mind. And I know that ain't necessarily spiritual, but do the rest of us a favor. Wash regularly.
You know what I find encouraging? And like, this might not mean a lot to anybody else out there, but recently, Kathy, my friend Kathy, had sent me TikTok and she's like, girl, have you been on Black Girl Shower TikTok? And she's like, I'm learning so much. And I'm like, what? Because if you know me, you know that I am obsessed, hyper obsessed with cleanliness and smelling good and soft skin. Like it is paramount in my life and has been for my whole life, honestly. But I was like, oh my God, what do I not know? I need to go discover this Black Girl TikTok, shower TikTok. And I mean, they're going all down the list. And I was so encouraged to learn that I already do all the things. I already do it all. And I was so impressed with myself. I was proud. Like I would make a Black girl proud. And that means a lot to me. All you beautiful Black women out there, like you mean something to me. And your approval, your stamp of cleanliness approval, that would mean something to me. If they touched my skin and was like, oh my God, you're so soft. Thumbs up.
I'm going for too.
So I can certainly school you on a proper shower routine, Jay, if you need. The only thing I learned from there and I took away from it was that like I usually have like a 3 or 4 step cleansing process, you know, like washcloth and loofah and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you need to be throwing in this African net sponge that, you know, opens up like a big towel and you can like scrub everywhere. And I was like, yes, because I usually use like they're exfoliating mitts. They go on your hands. You put soap on them and you just scrub your body. So I purchased one of those. It was necessary and we're going from there. But anyways, I digress. I was just encouraged to see that I met the stamp of approval.
Little scrubby hand mittens, you say?
Yeah.
I had a Korean dude use those on me once. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother time.
You're not getting to bed tonight because I'm going to be like, tell me all about it. What happened? Oh, I think it was at the massage parlor, didn't you say? Or
it was at a resort in Busan, Korea. I needed some maintenance. And so I paid for the most expensive thing. But this is a life lesson. And if you don't understand what the sign says, don't just go playing with it. So amongst all the things that were happening, there was a table shower at the Korean man who washed me thoroughly.
Yeah, right on, Jay. Did you ever feel so clean in your life?
I'm a grown-ass man.
Well, you could be a good example to the other men out there because what I have learned from TikTok
let other men bathe you.
Is that a lot of people, particularly the men's, they don't know how to properly clean. Like, all I'm saying is that your body get in there with soap. And not just your hand, like use a washcloth and some soap. And like, how did we get on this topic?
You think of when you think of spiritual hygiene, it's like wash yourself.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, it does come down to it. It's just like keeping your space clean, keeping your environment decluttered, physical cleanliness of your body. When you're clean and the water grounds you and you're feeling good and you're feeling beautiful, cleanliness is important. But anyways, so if you're wondering what spiritual hygiene is, it's just the same as your physical and your bodily cleanliness would be, your hygiene, brushing your teeth, showering, washing your hair, all of those good things. Just like that's important in your everyday life, spiritual hygiene is too. Clearing up your energy, clearing up your energetic space, so important. And that's what we're going to be talking about today if we don't keep getting sidetracked. So how do you take care of spiritual hygiene? What comes to your mind?
For me, I don't smudge or sage or do that as much as you do. I only do that when I have encounters that I don't particularly care for. That's a whole nother video. But, you know, decluttering, cleaning my space. We've talked about it. I have my empath rest day. I had to have a whole day where I just get away from people to recharge, to let release, to ground.
Usually on Sundays, right? Mm-hmm.
Or if I can get them away any other day. But it typically ends up being Sundays, especially this time of year. Like part of that is I'll go out in my garden and connect with nature and just, you know, I'm grounding, I'm releasing, I'm clearing myself. Watch, mm-hmm. she's smudging right now. She'll probably start coughing.
I used my inhaler first to put my demons to rest.
I don't know why this is bothering me today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do have a lot of daily rituals, and I think that's because I'm clairsentient and I can feel it better. I'm just kidding. If this is your first time here, Jay has a running joke about the fact that I'm clairsentient and he's not as much so. He is a little bit, but he says that I'm bragging about it. So I always make a point. I always make a point to tease him about it. But
when I can hear them and it creeps me out sometimes, and that's when I smudge.
Yeah, I would rather feel, because it can feel blissful, just lovely. So anyways, I do have quite a routine, and it's not as deep as it used to be. Like a handful of years ago, I had like a solid routine that I did every day, and now it's whittled down to the necessities, I think, like to what really matters. I don't do everything all the time. For example, in the morning when I wake up, I make sure to just say some kind of a quick little prayer, some kind of a acknowledgement and a gratitude. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my family. Keep my kids safe, etc. Say a little prayer for my friends and family, and that's that. And then I go shower. Part of that is physical hygiene, but the other part is because I want the water to ground my energy. That helps with that. After taking care of the physical body, I will usually have the urge to light some incense and let the smoke cleanse the space. I really use incense smoke a whole lot more than I use sage or Palo Santo these days. I do still use those, but I would say sage I use rarely. The energy in my home usually feels really good. I don't think I need it very often. If I have a lot of people in and out, like I had a party, I saged after that. If we've been talking about some negative stuff or like ghost stories and stuff.
That's why I was smiling. I was like, I can fix that.
Yeah, then I do. But Palo Santo, I might, and incense all day. All day there's incense going at some point, someplace in the house. And then I'm all day long, multiple times a day. These angels probably get sick to death of me, but I'm always asking for help with physical healing, clear my energy, ask my guides to help balance my chakras, stuff like that. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of each part of that and talk about what and why we're doing.
Yeah, I want to learn too, because I almost never ask for those things. I always ask dumb questions, just, you know.
Okay. Well, hey, let's start with that.
What color shirt do you think I should wear today? You're like, heal my chakras. I'm like, polo or button down?
So I always ask my guides for help balancing my chakras. A lot of people will tell you that it has to be something so complicated. You have to learn, you have to go to some ceremony, or you have to learn how to use the pendulum and have it spin a specific way. But if it's going the other way, it means something different. They make it so much more complicated than it needs to be. I remember, because I used to do that too, because I thought you had to. And one time I was like, am I doing this right? Is there an easier way, or am I missing anything? And Spomi's like, all you have to do is ask and I'll do it. And I'm like, stop it. Really? So I was like, okay, well then will you please balance my chakras and clear my energy? And all of a sudden I just felt him whip into work. Like all the energy was happening, all the work, all the chakras. I could feel it with my clairsentience. Haters gonna hate. You're clairsentient too. I don't know why you play this up so much. You might not be revealed to the extent.
I don't feel this blissfulness. Yeah, I get poked.
Oh,
like,
I do.
Like this. I get pokes or like taps.
Well, ask for more. Or ask for something different.
Try. I've gotten some newer stuff lately, but it's still hard to pin down at times because it didn't happen very often.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you have to do. You just have to ask your guides, one of the angels. It's not specific. It doesn't have to be a specific guide. Doesn't have to be a specific angel. You don't even really have to direct it at anybody. You could just be like, universe, will you please? You know, like the appropriate guide that's going to help you with that will pick up the task and make it happen. Ask your guides to help balance your chakras at least once a day. You know, it's like brushing your teeth. Ideally, at least twice a day, if not more, you know? So same with this. The other thing that I ask for is to help to cut cords. I ask for them to help cut the cords between myself and any other person, place, thing, time, or situation that's either draining my energy or sending me negativity. I ask that they would shield me from any evil eyes coming my way. And I would ask them to transmute all of that energy and return to sender anything that's not mine with light and love, and call all of my energy and power back to me from wherever I've left it, sent it, or it's been taken. And then I ask them to help ground my energy. That's another huge one. Ground your energy. There's a couple of different techniques that I like for this. One, the easiest, simplest, fastest that you've probably heard me talk about before is to just ask, please align my energy with that of an oak tree. And you can, if you're able to feel, you can feel, it feels like somebody just grabs your waist, grabs your hips, and just kind of pulls you down. Just kind of pulls you down into the earth, like you're grounded and rooted deep into the earth. The other thing is, and this other one wasn't my concept, but it was good, so I use it, and I don't know where I found it. So if you came up with it, good on you. They said to imagine a super long cable, like thousands of miles long, this glowing red cable, because your root chakra, your first chakra at the base of your tailbone, is red. And so you imagine this really long glowing cable, and you have a whole case of them. And every morning you open the case, you get out one of these cables, and you energetically write your name and your birthday. If you like, you want to make it yours. You want to tell the universe, this is mine. And then you want to like unscrew or unplug the one from yesterday and discard it and plug this fresh glowing one into you, and then drop it down into the, imagine it dropping down into the center of the earth. This long cable just falls down the hole, connects to the center of Mother Earth, and you are connected to a constant flow of energy of this glowing red grounding energy from Mother Gaia. And so if you're really into visualizations and like guided meditations and things like that, that could be really beneficial for you. So yeah, balance your chakras, cleanse your energy, cut cords at least once a day, and ground your energy. Now, the other thing, let me see what else here. I just saw where it says, have you washed your ass today?
I don't know who put that there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and then smudging, when you feel like you need it. It doesn't have to be every day. It can just be sometimes, unless you feel like it makes you feel good. Just like the incense makes me feel good, then do it. Because it's really just as Bashar would say, any of these things, they're not technically necessary, but they are a permission slip. They're a permission slip to feel better and enjoy your day and feel peaceful and grounded. And, you know, if it just takes a little bit of a visualization or a little bit of a routine or a little bit of habit to say, okay, now I'm set for the day. Okay, now my energy's grounded. It's all about intention, and that can help.
Yeah, I only do the smudging when I've been creeped out or, you know, my mom comes over. It's one or the other. Similar, yeah. I think.
We all got family like that. I wouldn't say it's my mom, but we have people.
I didn't say that out loud. Anyway,
but I didn't hear anything.
I'm gonna have to try some of that asking for help in that. I have a real issue asking for help from anybody. Shadow work.
Ask your guide. Yeah, for sure. Shadow work. Ask your guides right now.
Sent.
Okay. Do you feel anything? It's a serious question.
Har, 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 har.
It's a serious question.
You know, I don't feel like you.
Oh, well, I'm still waiting for it to click on. I believe there will become a time when, like, it happens. I'm just wondering if you'll recognize it when it does. Sometimes it can be subtle. Sometimes it's overwhelming.
Occasionally, I notice stuff, like when things enter the room that are stronger than, I guess, the normals. Yeah, I'll pick up on, you know, I don't know if it's pressure or what it is, but you'll pick up on stuff coming in and out of the rooms.
So back to the most basic of the ways to perform spiritual hygiene. You wouldn't think it, but because it's so physical, but it is cleaning your home, decluttering your space.
Like, I've gotten that message, actually. I asked that. I said, how can I raise my vibes? And I immediately got declutter.
Yeah. So many reasons for it, too. First of all, clutter, it's an energy. It's a vibration of its own. And if you are in that space, that's going to affect you. Second of all, it puts out an energy of lack. Like, I don't want to get rid of it. I'm afraid I won't have enough. I need more. You know, that's why you keep bringing more stuff into the house, or that's why you don't get rid of anything. What if I need it and don't have what I need? So that can affect you negatively. And then what was the third thing, Spomi? Because energy, thank you. Because energy doesn't flow freely through your space if it's too crowded, if it's too cluttered, if the windows are always shut, if the door is always closed, if there's no movement of air, movement of energy, you get this stale, stagnant, almost rotten energy that sits in your house. So that's why I recommend that even in the middle of wintertime, even if it's 10 below and it's freezing cold outside, open your door, even for 2 or 3 minutes, open a door, open a window, like let fresh air come through. But if you're living in a situation where like some rooms never see sunlight, they never get fresh air, they're full of clutter, the energy in that room has to be so gross. Like it has to be so heavy and dense and polluted. So you have to just clear out your space. Oh, there was a fourth thing. Thanks, Boom. The fourth thing is that if you want new blessings to flow into your life, you know, if you're trying to manifest anything and you want anything, you have to make space for it. You know, the universe abhors a vacuum. So like if you create a space, the universe will fill the space. So, you know, if you're wanting a new sweater, but you have 50 of them in your closet and there's no space to even put it on a shelf, then clean it out. Blessings will flow.
I don't want a sweater.
You don't? What do you want?
Cookies. I've eaten all the cookies here. Now I'm waiting for them to flow. I'm going to use your logic on candy and cake and everything. I'll eat it all.
Absolutely.
See, it's gone. I need more.
It's gone. You need more. Send me more. But that's the way it usually works. You eat it all up and then you get more. You're in a relationship. You get rid of one person. Might be nothing. And then all of a sudden, that void is getting filled up with like 5 other people. You know, it's just the way it works. Not yet. It'll happen. You know it will. As soon as you decide, click, it's time, you're going to be flooded.
See, cord cutting. I did try that once after you recommended it. That was this is one of those, I go back to some other spiritual conversations. Enough wacky stuff has happened over the years that I forget about stuff now. So that particular day.
Me too. Yeah. Same thing.
So that particular day, I was thinking about the cord cutting and is that one feminine deity you were working with, the pressure came into my room and I started hearing that. So that's what I was doing. I wasn't doing the cord cutting because of her, but it just happened that same kind of, I said, wow. I'm sitting in bed, it's dark, and all of a sudden you hear the pressure shift, high pitch ringing. Yes. You just like feel it coming in. You're like.
You're talking about Hecate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, how did I say it? It was the loudest, quietest whisper when I heard her.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it other than that. It was weird.
Her energy.
I was like.
Her energy is intimidating. It is intense. Almost every time she comes around me, I have to ask her to please take a couple steps back because it makes me physically sick. I get a headache, I get nauseous, I sometimes can't breathe. I think she tries to purposely temper it for me now, like she doesn't come too close. The first time she ever came near my space, woke me up out of a dead sleep. It was overwhelming. I literally thought I was dying. Like, it was so powerful. And I was just like, please, whatever this is, stop. And it stopped. And it wasn't negative. It wasn't dark. It was just
a lot.
Overwhelming. It was a lot. It was like the Grand Canyon of energies. So now, even though I think she tries to purposely come, like, temper it and only come so close to me, it's still, if she comes just a little bit too close, like, she's here right now and I'm dizzy, but I think she still, if she comes just a little bit too close, it affects me physically in a negative way, and I'm not sure what to do about that. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
See, might not be able to feel pays off.
I think you did, though. I mean, how did you sense the pressure change in the room and all that?
Well, I don't feel to your level. I do pick up stuff sometimes, but like, your sensitivity is much higher than mine. So where it overwhelms you, it's just now registering on me. It's like, oh yeah, there's something here. And you're like, oh God. It's like, oh, my meter is way lower.
Well, you know, I think that I still think if you keep down your path, it'll come with time. So I mean, everybody's different. Nauseous. It's not. Yeah, look what you get here. It's up for some fun.
But then, that does happen to me when I go to, like, we've talked about it.
Flea markets and thrift stores and all.
And, you know, museums. Antique shops. Yeah, I'll get overwhelmed in those places.
Mm-hmm. Like, same kind happening? Of thing. Oh. It's just a lot. But what I was saying is that everybody is different. I will probably never experience clairaudience the same way you do.
Well, I'm hoping you clearly, do. It's exciting.
Or even clairvoyance the way you do. And I'm okay with that. But I will say that when I started this path 13 years ago, I didn't feel as strongly as I do today. It's come with a whole lot of meditation and years of practice. So the fact that, like, you're this far into it and I'm like this far into it, I mean, by the time you're in it a little bit longer, you might be experiencing things a little differently.
Oh, yeah, I have noticed things have changed, either gotten more clear or I've gotten more comfortable with them. Like, as I was starting to fall asleep last night, I would think something, I immediately get a response, a direct response. It was going back and forth. And so, you know, it's not consistent open conversation, but it's happening a little bit more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's just the one-off snarky, you know, one-liners.
Well, if you ever see me, I can't hear any of that.
If you ever see me out in the wild and I just burst out laughing and I'm by myself, that's what's happened. I'll be walking and just a zinger comes flying through my head.
Spomi sends me a lot of jokes. I don't hear things as clearly as you do, but
it's probably the same.
He sends me a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, Spomi's your guide, too, so it probably is.
I'll be thinking about something immediately. Bam, I get nailed with the one-liner. I'm like, I'll just die laughing. People are looking at me like, what are you laughing at? Like,
I get a lot of memes and emojis and, like, TikTok sounds and things like that. It entertains me.
I've gotten a little bit of memes, but I do get the audio. Yeah, I would like more memes. I've told him that before. But more memes, they're funny. Or, you know, faces, emojis. Yeah, I would like
more memes too.
Maybe that's what's happened. Okay. I was telling you the other day, I've been seeing a lot of weird faces. And that wasn't the faces I was asking for either.
Yeah. Marie in our group said that she's been seeing eyes when she meditates. And I told her that can be very common. It's never happened to me, but I've gotten a lot of comments and things like that. Messages about people that have, and I think you have too, right?
Mm-hmm. Usually they're, I see the full face at this point, but I think in the early on it was eyes.
Okay.
And then every blue moon, it's just a full-fledged face. All of a sudden it's like right here. Just, that'll bring you out of a meditation pretty quick.
Yeah. In my dreams, I have stuff like that happen. I mean, my dreams are so intense and clear and weird. What did I say I dreamed about last night? I sent you a message about it. What did I say?
Oh, yeah. One of your family members, you cheating. Was that one?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. I don't remember.
Me neither. Oh, right. I was dreaming that I had moved to Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was telling these strangers about it. They were talking about going out west or something. And I think they were here in Ohio and they were talking about moving. And I was like, they were mentioning Phoenix. And I'm like, I love Phoenix so much. And the guy in front of me had turned around and went, no. And I went, yeah, you're right. Santa Fe was so much better. And when I said that, I got all these visions in my mind of what my life in Santa Fe had been like. And I was seeing cacti and beautiful, beautiful scenery. And I was like, you know, I loved Phoenix. Phoenix is absolutely beautiful, but I love Santa Fe so much better. I just was ready to come home. I don't know what that was about. I know nothing about Santa Fe. I know I've been through New Mexico and I loved it.
My ex-stepson.
Huh?
Chili's everywhere, hanging from markets. I bet. You can buy them everywhere.
Right. I love so the not the restaurants, the actual Chili's.
Oh, no, like chili, like rows of Chili's you can buy.
Yeah, you know, my ex-stepson, Paul's son, Sebastian, he had gone to college in New Mexico.
I'm thinking about their mascots. Was it the wolf one?
Oh, I don't remember. New Mexico State University. Oh, there he is. Oh, he was a chubby boy by the time he left. Sebastian, 6'6". Holy macaroni. Now, when we signed this boy.
That's who it is.
Yeah, that's it. When we took him there, his senior year, he got a football scholarship. When we took him there, was he a linebacker? Is that his position? So when we took him there, you know, they wine and dine you when they're going to give you scholarships, right? So we went there a few times to get wined and dined. And they had told us that, because at that time he weighed, I don't know, 220. And they said the whole first year we're going to, I think they said they're going to redshirt him. That's where you don't really get to play, right? Okay, so they said the whole first year we're going to redshirt you. And he was so disappointed. And they're like, that's because we have an intense weight training and weight gaining program, and by the time you play in your sophomore year, you're gonna be over 300 pounds, so that, you know, you're gonna be like a big dude. And I was like, is this a good idea? And he's like, oh yeah, man, I'm gonna go so far, I'm a football player. Now you're just big, honey, now you're just big. Anyways, I'm looking at this thing and it said I moved away right after I dropped him off to live there. We dropped him off at the beginning of the school year, so that would have been like October, September, and I left in February. So I didn't get to see out that first freshman year. But here it says he was 305 pounds and 6'6". Anyways, I digress. That hurts my heart.
New Mexico, where Roswell is. I went and visited that. Disappointing.
Yes. Oh. Aww.
It's just a flat city with one random museum. And everything there is geared towards aliens. So if you've ever been there, you know it. Like even the McDonald's had like spaceship.
I want to go see. I want to go see it.
It was kind of like, I was expecting so much more, but the tourist trap, it is.
Yeah, the point I was getting to with Sebastian's college before I went off on a tangent. Sorry about that. When they were wining and dining us, one of the major parts of every single meal that we had and the huge gift baskets that they sent home with us were Hatch chilies, because like the whole state grows Hatch chilies. They were so delicious. Man, like they were way better than any other chili that I've had. They had a different flavor. They were way more flavorful. They weren't just hot. You know what I mean? Have you ever had Hatch chilies that you know of? Like, yeah, what did you think? Did you think the same thing?
I used to eat them a lot. When I lived in El Paso, we'd go up into New Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's how I ended up in Roswell.
Mm, okay. Yeah, my brother lived in El Paso for years and years. He was in the Army, but I never went to see him. We were at Fort Hood and he was at
Fort Bliss.
What is it there? Fort Bliss. But it's still like 24-hour drive.
Oh, no, it's a long drive, yeah.
Yeah. So we never went. I had babies. I didn't drive that far. So one of the other things that I want to talk about cleaning your bedroom, you know, not only keeping it decluttered so that you sleep better, keep it decluttered, keep it dusted, have something pleasant smelling so that you sleep well. But the big ingredient in this equation is to make sure you change your sheets regularly, because while you're sleeping, you know, you're going off on all kinds of adventures in the astral and whatnot. You have all of that energy on you while you're having that experience, and your sheets absorb that. Your pillowcase absorbs that. So if you find that you are having really, really restless sleep, you're not sleeping good, change your sheets. Certainly change them at least once a week anyways, just because you're a good human. Do that. But any other time, if you've had a really active dream life, even if you can't remember them, but you could tell you've been dreaming, you can't remember it, and then you notice you're having trouble sleeping, change your sheets.
You're off on the astral. The aliens pick you up. They're off in your astral. So it means a lot of astral happening in that bed.
A little probing happening. when the aliens are all up in your astral. Don't act all well-behaved and G-rated.
What happened? That went out of control.
We know you better. Anyways, the last thing I wanted to talk about was cleansing your home, but not normal cleaning, like doing a once a month reset, energy reset or something. I have a few videos. I'll try to link to them below. Videos on like cleansing your front door on the first of every month. You know, there is special energy about the first of the month. It's not random. It's new beginnings and it's clean, fresh opportunities. So that intention of I'm going to cleanse this space to remove negative energy, welcome in fresh energy, it works well together with that first of the month energy. But with that being said, do it whenever you think about it or whenever you feel prompted to do it. Intention is everything. You don't have to wait until the first of the month. What I do personally, and you'll see this if you watch that video, I fill a big bowl full of hot water. I pour just a little bit of like Murphy's oil soap in there. And then I fill it with like cleansing, protecting, healing herbs, like rosemary, lavender, some salt, some sage, you know, whatever you have that, some cloves, because cloves are good for protection. You just put them all in the bowl, swirl it around, and then just take a rag and wash down your doors. Wash down your screen door if you have one. Wash down your front door, your back door, wherever people and energy are going to be coming and exiting out of your house. You can use that water to mop the floor there. This isn't necessarily I'm going to get things clean with this bowl of water. It's I'm going to energetically clean is the primary reason. Although you can use it to clean too. You might just end up with some dried herbs on your floor you have to sweep up the next day. But, you know, throw a little cinnamon in there. I like to keep a cinnamon stick and a piece of selenite over top of my door frame to cleanse any energy coming in and out. If you want to make a salt bowl, I have a salt bowl next to my bed. I have one by the front door. I have one by my desk in my office.
If you break in her house, you will get assaulted.
Yeah. So if you want to know more about salt bowls, I do speak about salt bowls in the video I'm going to link below, but I'll link to another one too that's just about how to make a salt bowl. Super simple. But salt cleanses energy. Salt cleanses and absorbs negative energy. And so even if you don't have any other herbs in your name, all you have is some salt. Pour some in a bowl, let it sit there. It will absorb and it will cleanse. You could take salt and pour it across the threshold to your house. Cleanses any energy coming in, blocks negative energy from coming in. So what are your thoughts, Jay?
I was going to make a joke. I stopped.
I could see it. What was it?
I could see your face. You can put salt across your doorway. You're trapping yourself, right?
No, I'm keeping the light in.
Oh, I was going with the witch joke. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I got it. I picked up on that. Uh-huh.
I got tons of crystals everywhere, but yeah, my daughter steals them. So who knows where they are? What toy box they're in at this point?
My problem is that I can never remember what crystal is which. I own 1,000 of them, but like I couldn't tell you what most of them are or what they're used for.
They're pretty.
They're pretty.
I'm going to get some this weekend.
Oh yeah, that's this weekend? Mm-hmm. That's fun. Yeah, every time if someone's like, do you have this crystal? I'm like, show me a picture of it. And if I see a picture, I'm like, yeah, I have that. I didn't know what it was. If I want to know what they are, I usually have to Google them. Or Marie, one of our members, when the group very first started, she did a presentation on crystals, and she had suggested I want to say it's called the Crystal Bible or something, if I'm not wrong. But anyways, I bought it. It's very helpful. And I can link to that below as well.
It's very helpful. I have a similar book. It goes through all of them.
Yeah.
Well, some of them anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't have all of them, but it's really, really good. And it has pretty glossy pages. And yeah, it's a really good investment if you're really into crystals.
I'm thinking about crystals cheeseburgers.
Oh my God.
I was those of you around the country who knows, you know.
Yeah, we don't have those up here.
White Castle? Similar.
We used to. Not for same years premise. And years,
little
though.
Giant boxes of little sliders.
Gotcha. I was never really a fan of White Castle. Their buns were too soggy.
Depends on how long the bag has been in the little wrapper waiting.
Mm-hmm. They opened one down the street from my high school when I was in high school, and I ate there once or twice, and I was like, it was a texture thing with the buns. I never went back.
Some Dairy Queens do them too.
Do they?
Some, not all of them. The franchisees tend to, not the corporate.
I like Dairy Queen's chicken strips. You can get now, a little chicken strip basket.
Surprise. Dairy Queen in Texas has a whole taco and Mexican menu and a salsa bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take that. I'm going to take a blizzard and I'm going to take 2 enchiladas.
Good time. Nice. So how often do you have to do these things? Really, however often you want. However often you feel like it needs done, but really just once in a while. It doesn't have to be compulsive. I remember when I first started on this journey and Spomi told me that I should smudge. So I looked up what that meant and I went to town. I was going ham with the smudging stuff. Like I was
flaring. She passed out.
Every room, every corner, every nook, every cranny. And he was like, yeah, that was a little much. My pendulum spelled that out. That was a little much. And I'm like, well, how much am I supposed to do?
You did not specify.
I mean, have you met me? I am an overachiever. I am a rule follower and an overachiever. And if you tell me to do something, I'm going to be thorough. And so he said, tops of windows, tops of doors once a week. And mirrors. Those are all portals. Taps
for yes. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. Doors, windows, mirrors are all portals. And if you cleanse with your smudging, if you cleanse the tops of each of those once a week, that's sufficient.
Intentions are everything. Remember that.
Intentions are everything. Yeah. And you just got confirmation through your what? Your clairsentience. Yeah. Because you're also clairsentient.
So you woke up with a voice like I do.
Oy, oy, oy.
It's middle of the night. You're, Veronica, are you sleeping?
Yeah, no. See, my mom voice would come out and I would go for smiling and I'd be like, no, you better get that shit out of here. Please get it out. Cleanse this, like protect, bubble of protection. And then I would be grumbling under my breath for 10 minutes. I cannot believe you guys let that near me. Don't you ever do that again. I don't appreciate that shit.
You really wanted to tell you about your extended warranty.
Oh my God.
It's your cleansing. Use it when you need it.
I probably don't need to balance my chakras as often as I do. I just personally, anytime that I'm feeling off during the day, I'm not smiling and high vibing and feeling great. I'm feeling a little funky. I feel a little cloudy. I feel a little angsty. I start feeling a little stabby. I feel anxiety. Any of those things, like any of those out of balance, away from center feelings. I'm just like, okay, well, it's a good time to reset. You know, help me balance. Help me cleanse. If there's anything sending this to me that's not mine, cut the cord and send it back, please.
Diarrhea.
Huh?
What? You're like, cut the cord and send it back. Oh, yeah, with diarrhea.
Oh. No, because you know what you just did.
What?
Karma is my boyfriend. You just sent it out. It's coming back to you.
Well, they always say 9 out of 10 people suffer with diarrhea. Apparently, I'm the 10th one. I don't suffer.
All righty then. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to send out negative stuff because I don't want it back. I'm like, transmute it and send it back with light and love. Like, don't hit me with any of that jazz. So anyways, yeah, I do it whenever I feel off kilter, talking about the cord cutting, the energy balancing, the chakra balancing, etc. The smudging I do when I feel like it needs it. Palo Santo. And first of all, before I get 1,000 comments, don't come for me. I'm not interested. But make sure that you're sourcing these things from ethically sourced places and not from closed practices, all of that. Okay, I think that goes without saying at this point in time, but maybe not. Okay, so sage, white sage. It's kind of like an eraser on a chalkboard. It just clears everything away. Clears away the good, the bad, the ugly. Gives you a blank slate. Palo Santo, think of it as like grounding and divine masculine energy. Brings in good, grounded, divine masculine energy. Sweetgrass smells so good. Ugh. Sweetgrass is the divine feminine. It brings in good, positive energy, that divine feminine energy with the creativity and the nurturing and all of that kind of stuff. So use accordingly. Use whatever you feel like you need when you need it. And then the house cleaning rituals, I have certain ones that I do every week and I have certain ones that I do once a month. So you just have to do what feels good to you, what feels right to you, what makes your house feel right to you. You know what I mean? And intention is everything. Sometimes if I don't have time or energy to do any of that stuff, you know, the cleaning of the doors and all the herbs and all the things, I just have to ask for help with it. Archangel Michael, will you please help me cleanse all the energy within my home, remove anything that's stagnant, freshen up the vibes? I would appreciate your help. Protect my home from negative energy. That's all it takes, really.
Be afraid to ask for help.
Don't be afraid to ask for help. That's what it's there for. Unless you're
me and have shadow work.
Well, you know, I mean, it's an ego thing. The fear or the hesitancy to ask for help, rather. It's all ego. I'm afraid because I'm unworthy, or I should be able to handle this on my own, or, I mean, there's all kinds of different shadow reasons.
My variety of that is, I'm not going to help anyway. I'll do it my damn self.
Ego. I hope that this helped you guys. Do you have something to add to this list? I would love to hear your thoughts. Do you have something that you do specifically or that helps you? Do you have any feedback on what I said? Do you have any show topics that we can add to the list for season 2? Let us know. You can find a million ways to reach us. There's a lot of places to message me, email. You can message Salty Seekers, Instagram. We have an email. We have a phone number. It's all in the description box and the show notes. You can text us. You can call us. Feel free. We're open and available, and we are excited whenever we hear. We're like nerdy school kids. Whenever we get a response, we're like, oh my God, we got a voicemail. We got an email.
Somebody talk to us.
Somebody likes us. Yeah. So like us, please. We love you guys. We love and appreciate every one of you. Thanks for sticking with us and going on this ride with us.
Thank you. All right. We really appreciate it.
Love you guys. Bye.